Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We thank everyone that's joined us today, and everyone to say hello, sunshine. You know, it's mighty hot out there, and hope all everyone is in a cool place, you know, because we got them temperatures going to be reaching 100 plus. So let's everyone be safe, be cool, be hydrated. Okay? Now here's Evangelist Urisha.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We will start out by praying this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thanking you today, God, for what you're about to do. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you have a mighty move of you in this place today, Father. Show up and show out like never before, Father. We say, have your way in this place, Father. Let your will continue to be done in and through us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask, God, that you touch, heal, deliver, and set free today, God. We ask, God, that you set free the ones that are bound up even right now, God. Bound up in their mind, God. Bound up in their finances, God. We speak to those atmosphere right now for it to be released right now in the name of Jesus. We send forth healing right now, Father. We send forth healing, God. We ask, God, that you touch each and every one on this prayer line today, Father God, for healing, God. We ask, God, that you rise somebody up from their deathbed even right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we change the atmosphere, Father God, and we ask, God, that you fill the atmosphere with your Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for our city, our state, our region, Father, and our country, Father. We say have mercy on it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask, God, that it line up with the word of God even right now and fill it with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask, God, that you touch the Edwards family, Father, whatever they may need in this hour, God, touch them in a mighty and a special way, oh God. Touch the Henderson family, oh God. Deliver them from distress even right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for Rufus even right now, Father God. Rise him up, God, that he may know you, Father God, as Lord, as Savior even right now, Father. Father God, we break barriers over our minds even right now. We break barriers over our finances even right now. We break barriers in our homes and our children's life even right now, Father. And touch them and renew the right spirit within them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank Evangelist Urisha for that mighty, 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 mighty prayer. Okay? I have a word for you today. I have a couple of words. Water and oil are more compatible than Christianity and prejudice. Let me try it again. Water and oil are more compatible than Christianity and prejudice. To concentrate is to conquer. To prune is to perfect. To simplify is to strengthen. Amen. So everyone has something in their life that pretty much maintains to all of that. So I wanted to get that out of the way because when I read it and the climate of the day, it was fitting when I read it, you know. And on a lighter note, has anybody out there ever argued with yourself and lost the argument? You know, that was strange to me. You know, I was arguing with myself about something. It was about food anyway. I was arguing with myself and I lost the argument. And I just had to laugh. I said, Lord, look how you got me today, you know. And it was funny. I just tell you, it was funny. Okay, I got Psalms 29 and 11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. All of that is pretty much self-explanatory when they say the Lord will strengthen unto his people. Now, the Lord is going to strengthen us. So why do we whimper, you know, break down under the pressure sometime when the Lord is strengthening us. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Now, we should honor that and be peaceful. We should. Not saying it's always there, but we should. You know, because I'm trying to tell people that peace is there if we want it. Peace is everywhere around us if we want it. And I think like Pastor Sharon said yesterday and Sunday, you got to change your atmosphere that's around you if you want to live this life and be comfortable in your life. Because if you don't try to maintain that spiritual circle around you, you have to look at who's around you. You have to look at the spirits that you're coming in contact with so that we can constantly battle this. Because if we don't, we all of us will be in the mix. Now going down to Psalms 31, we'll start at verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Now, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of God, because God will be ashamed of you. Don't do it. When it say, let me never be ashamed, deliver me in thy righteousness. That's what the Psalm of David said. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. Now, we just said we need to put that shield around us, and we need to put that atmosphere, that spiritual atmosphere around us, because it's always going to come at us. Something. It's always going to be bumps in the road. It's always going to be darts thrown at you. You know, we got so much going on. You know, and I read the paper today where over in Egypt somewhere that they are cutting off the Christians' heads again. So we got to look, you know, at what's going on, because all around it seems like it's jumping around now. We got to look at the climate that's here in the United States, the climate that's all over at this time, because it's a lot coming against us. And, you know, and in verse 2, when David asked God to bow down thy ear to me, deliver me speedily, you know, so and be thy in a house of defense to save me. You know, we do need God to save us at this time, but as we know that we always got to go through these and see these problems through, and we got to pray our way through these things, you know. We got to pray for change. We got to pray for safety, you know. And as our leaders tell us, we have to look and we have to pray on our way out the door, pray for your car, pray for things that are happening, that's happening around you, not to happen to you. You know, we have a lot to go on now. Verse 3 says, for thou art my rock in my fortress, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Yes, you know, we have to be, you know, but we have to give ourselves to God for him to leave us, to lead us, excuse me. We have to give ourselves for him to guide us. But see, a lot of times we fight these things because we want to do something else. It's not only just us want to do something else, it's the flesh that want to do something else too. So we got to look at these push and pull things that's going on with ourselves. You know, before we can do anything with anybody else, we got to help ourselves and remember what God is telling us. Remember what the book here says. And it says, pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Now, we do have somebody, you know, they do throw the net out on us. I can tell you that much, because the devil ain't got no nothing better to do but throw it out there on you. Now, it's up to us to escape the net. Not not to get caught up in it. It's up to us not to get caught up in the net, because we always, and I mean always, going to have that trap. It's always going to be a trap. Let's not fall into it. Let's keep our heads above these things. You know, like I said before, I heard something before where it say, you never totally get rid of your evil things that's around you, but we learn how to live above them. You know, and I said, you know, that's interesting. You know, I had to think to myself, that's interesting. Because whatever that you've been delivered from, the devil gonna try to put that on you here and there. So you got to always be on the lookout. You got to always be ready. You got to always be fighting, you know, and you got to always keep praying, you know, so you don't fall back into it, because the devil is going to set a trap for you. A trap will come. Eventually a trap will come. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Now you see here, you know, where it's talking about that what he hates. He hated them that regard lying vanities, but still keep your trust in the Lord. You be glad to rejoice for thy mercy. Thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Do you not think that God don't know what you go through? Yes, he does. But people think he doesn't, but he does. He knows what's happening. He knows what's going on. A lot of times it might be just a test to see if you'll fold. But, you know, that's what I mean about don't run from what's going on. You know, I can tell people I'm a perfect example of that, because I did run before. Ran like a track star to get away. But God always caught me. You know, so when you look back, and if you look back over your life, you can see where God has covered you, pulled you out of things, made sure no harm came to you. Sometimes we had it a little rough, but we prevailed, and we prevailed why? We prevailed because God was there, that God was on our side. See, we need to combat all this negativity a lot of times. Because a lot of times that negativity will bring your spirit down. I'm not talking about anything, but it will bring your spirit down. It will bring down what you have inside of you. You know, I used to call them type of people pooty poppers. You know, because they're going to always seem to bust your bubble. They're going to always seem to drag you down. You know, and just being around them sometime will depress you. You know, so we got to look out for this. We got to look out for all this. See, we got so many things that's coming at us these days till it's pathetic. But they had the same thing back in those days, too. Something was going on. Somebody was always trying to stop Christianity from moving forward. Somebody was always trying to stone somebody. Some day was also hanging people, you know, who spoke God, because they had people that was against the word of God. So we got to understand, we got people now today that's against the word of God. So these are things that we got to understand. Everybody ain't going to be for you. But we got to know how to decipher who is for him and who's not, because the devil got people out here too. And they're here to deceive you. And once they deceive you, they're going to destroy you, you know. And then they're going to steal your soul, and that's what's going to happen. So let's not get it all twisted that it's nothing out there. All these things that's in the Bible, we can't say that that was old. It ain't going to happen. It's happening now. It's happening right now. You know, because I had a conversation the other day about this, you know, we talking about that was back in the days. What about now? And I said, well, what about now? Because the same thing today is happening, was happening back then. You had people that's confused about this and about that. And when you try to tell them, and then when, and as Bishop told us, give them scripture. So I gave them scripture. Then he had to call me back and say, oh, okay, you're right. So I figured out, you know, like Bishop had told me about that, that sometimes when people don't understand, give them scripture, you know. So that's what I did. And then all of a sudden they was understood. But then they didn't believe me, so they went and asked somebody else, and they say that was right. So I said, oh, okay. So, you know, it's a lot of things that we got to be concerned with. It's a lot of things that goes on that we might not understand. But being, we got to ask God. We got to ask the Spirit to show us, you know, to show us, or maybe to enlighten us on some things. Verse 8, and has not shut me up into the hand of thy enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighting. My strength falleth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and the fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. Now, think about that. Your acquaintance now. Your acquaintance. I was reproached among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors. And the fear to mine acquaintance that they did see me without and fled from me. That goes to show you, your friends are running leave you. Soon as you need them most, they'll run and leave you. They ain't got no kind of encouraging word tell you that everything will be all right. They ran and left. They just left him to his own self and his own devices. We got to look at this. That's heavy, you know. When you see it in the Bible and you see it in black and white, then you know this thing is for real. You know this is for real. It's in the Bible in the King James Version, so you know it's real. These things are real. They are not fake. Verse 12 says, I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. Now, you know, we got people today that's running around and trying to put roots on people and things of that nature, witchcraft, and all these things that's unconscionable, that we think, you know, people think it ain't real, but it's real. Ask the people who had something done to them and then been delivered from. It's real. A lot of it is for nothing. A lot of it is just because people don't like you. A lot of it because of the fact they are jealous about something. They're jealous because you might got a new car. They're jealous because you got a new dress. They might be jealous because you're looking good. You know, it's all senseless. If you want a new car, go get you one. If you want a new dress, go buy you one.
All right, now.
It's senseless. You know, it's senseless for you to be jealous of somebody for something that's so petty. It's petty, you know, but it goes on. You know, and you got people in the church that's the same way, but they supposed to be honorable people with integrity. That's who they supposed to be. But I just say they playing with God and playing Jesus, because a lot of times all that stuff backfire and go right back to them, and you ain't got to do nothing to say nothing, because God will handle and cover his people. We don't have to worry about that. God will handle and cover his people because he is our protection. All we got to do is trust him. That's all we got to do is trust him. It says in verse 13, "For I have heard the slander." Okay, we read that. "But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God." That's what I'm saying. Trust him. Let him handle it. Let them handle it. "My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake." Now, you know, see, when you ask God, you be sincere.
Yes,
you do. Don't sit there and be half-hearted, you know, and it be cold and distant. You know, you can't. Let's be real and be. When you ask God about these things, be sincere. Don't try to think about it. Just be sincere about these things. Always be sincere about what you do. And when you ask God something, you don't mess around with it. "Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave." Now, you see right here with David, David's putting it back to them. David's telling God, he's telling God, let them be silent. Be silent in their grave. Hey, not mine. Hey, I can't blame him for that one. But, you know, back then, they had people that was out to not just slander, but to kill. You know, so you sure enough had to put your life in God's hand. You sure enough had to believe, because these people was really trying to do something to you. They was trying to turn people against you by slandering your name so they can come stone you, burn you, whatever, hang you, you know. Same things going on today. Same things. How people do you and how they treat you. "Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous." This is one thing we go through every day. Now that's an everyday occurrence. People always speaking against you. Speaking against the Christians. If you say that you believe in God, somebody gonna tell you there is no God. If you say there is, the argument start right there. But the thing about it is this here. We got to learn to stand. We got to learn to stand up. Be counted. Stand up. Have some backbone when you're talking about God. Have some bass in your voice. Make sure they know that you're serious about this thing. Because don't be up there playing. That's the wrong way to be. "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." So God's going to put you in safety. He's going to make sure his people in safety. You know, because, listen, when you have the faith and the belief in God, where do we, who do you have to turn to? You turn to God. When you turn to God. You put everything in the hands of God. You know, because, you know, like I just said a minute ago, you got so much jealousy and envy out there that you don't even know. You don't even know people don't like you. But it's out there. You don't know they jealous of you, but it's out there. It can be family members. It can be strangers. But you don't know it. This is going on because all the time they smiling in your face. All the time they looking at you like nothing is wrong. But deep down they are jealous. Now you can spot it because of certain ways that they'll say things to you that you can pick up on. That's if you feel delicate in spirit, let me so to speak. Be tentative of what is going on. See, a lot of times we are warned before the war or before darkness or before things come. We know when it's happening because the spirit will let you and warn you, but a lot of times we walk into it anyway. That's our fault because we're walking it anyway. Then we got to fight our way out. Because that always happens. Blessed be the Lord, for thou hast showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I have said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried out to thee. See what it is? When you cry out, God hear you. Oh, he hear you. But you have to be sincere. You can't be messing around with it. Be sincere. What God has in store for you is great, but you got to be sincere when you come to him. You got to, so to speak, step up to the plate. Be encouraged by these words that God is putting out, because when your enemies are all around you, and the invisible enemies, the ones you see and the ones you can hear, be sure that God is with you. Be sure that you got an angel to the left and an angel to the right and God in front of you watching you. Say, that's how you work it. See, you got to learn to be aware. This is what I'm telling you. Be aware. Because we fall into so many traps, booby traps, nets that the devil has for us. So we got to constantly be prayed up. We got to constantly ask somebody to pray for us too. You know, but we always say the word when the prayer say, pray for me as I pray for you. How many people actually do that? Think about that. How many people actually do that? That's the key. They can say it and blow hot air out their mouth, but do they really do it? But it depends on who you ask. Of love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentiful rewardeth for the proud doer. Now let's not think God ain't gonna reward you for your faith, because you are. We'll always have faith. We'll always have things to do. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Now think about this. When you have hope in the Lord, he's gonna give us courage. He's gonna straighten us. He's gonna keep us together. He's gonna keep us in what we need. Sometimes it looks like it's not coming, but it'll be there on time. We just got to be patient. See, the point of the matter is we ain't patient. Man ain't patient. We got to be patient. We also got to be blessed. We also are blessed because we got God on our side. So why are we not patient? Why don't we understand that God is always got the lifeline out to us? All we got to do is grab hold, pull it, have faith that he's going to hold on the other end for us, and we can keep on trucking. Because, you know, the thing about it is sometimes we get discouraged of our situations. Some, you know, it can be monetarily, it can be health, it can be food, it can be car breaking down, washing machine, it can be a lot of things that we get discouraged about. It just comes. Something happens and we just get discouraged. See, the thing about it, that's what the devil is here for, to work on you. See, we don't have to be discouraged. take a couple of deep breaths and say, it'll be all right. You know, stay. We have to learn to do these things. We got to stop getting frustrated. I tell myself that all the time. You hear what I say? I tell myself that. Because that's who I work on myself on these on some of these subjects, on some of these things. But we know that these are all faults of man. These are all our faults. I didn't say sins, I say faults. Because I remember Apostle had the teaching on that, the difference between sins and faults. See, a lot of people really don't know the difference, but I was enlightened heavily when we learned it. You know, because it's good to get your eyes open and your mind open on some things that you probably didn't know. That's going to help you within your life. That's going to help you through your walk. See, we got people who think they don't need help in their walk. They think they know it all already. The ones that think they know it all, they know nothing. I call some of them heartless and soulless. Because they know nothing. Because knowing all this stuff and doing all these things is a different thing. You're sitting there saying you know it all right. What kind of action are you taking? What kind of action are you doing? Because your works will show what you are. Not just talking about it. Your works will show you. And there's always a Debbie Downer in that too, because they know it all, and then they're gonna tell you what you can't do and what you should do, but they can't do it either. But they're gonna tell you about it, and what they tell you is wrong. Well, you just go in the Bible and look for yourself. That's pretty much our problem. We don't look for ourselves. You know, I try to figure it out and look. But the thing about it is, if I don't understand, I'm going to ask Apostle or Bishop, well, what about this? What does that mean? And if you don't ask, you're going to be lost. See, I'd rather be prepared. I'd rather have my armor and have that atmosphere around me. I'm working on it. You know, these are things that you work on. I think we talked about it for a few Sundays. What you call it, Pastor Sharon? Self-awareness? Ain't that what we call it, self-awareness? You got to be self-aware of yourself, and you always got to take self-inventory.
That's the word.
Self-inventory. See, we get out there and we get all out of whack and stuff for little or nothing. You can't do that. Don't let the devil come in. Don't let him come in and bust your bubble or take you out your flow. You know, because that's what he's there for. Let's face it, because one little thing going to lead to another, which going to lead to another, which going to lead to another, then all of a sudden it's blown out of proportion giantly. These are some little things that happens. I mean, little things lead to big things, so let's face that, but let's just cut it off at the knees. Let's just cut it off. If we can cut it off, cut it off. But I'm going to still tell you, we got enemies out there that we don't even know. We really do. You know, I heard on the news yesterday, an 18-year-old boy said he gonna blow up everybody. He gonna blow up the White House. He gonna blow up the airport. He gonna blow up the Daytona Beach Speedway and everybody else. He 18 now. Say he gonna join Al Qaeda, ISIS. He don't care. He going to join them all. Now, first thing I said was, you know his parents was in the church. Because a lot of times that's what happens. and he's striking out. But we got to look that sometimes when he's on the computer and now he's being converted in a bad way. He went the opposite direction. You'd be surprised how many young people done did this. You'd be surprised how many people who just sort of dropped, you know, they just dropped everything. Why is that? Who has that type of pull on somebody to just bring them out and have them commit all these things? It's no one but the devil himself and his imps. Now, some of it is by somebody doing something to somebody, too, that when they get all crazy and all, however you want to call it. But it's a lot of things out there that's going on that we got to be aware of. I think it was last year where they had people with some kind of drug they was taking, and every time you turn around, they was butt naked running up and down the street saying they was God. And it happened everywhere, and I'm just saying, what is that? That was a new one on me. What is that? You know, so we got to look at what's going on today and what's happening. Why so many people want to say they God? You ain't even got to be on nothing. It's some that's out there think they in control of everybody. So what that make them? That make them think that they're higher than high. And this is where we got to realize, on the things that is happening with us and the things happening with us today, because there's a lot of things that's trying to stop us. There's a lot of things don't want you to mention God, don't want you to mention Jesus. But you got to look. There's still people out there trying. There's still people out there trying to mention him. There's still people out there still trying to get the point across. But a lot of times, some of them get beside theyself. You know, we got to look at that, too. So what you in it for? Is you in it for God, or is you in it for self gratification? See, some people want to be in this thing for self-gratification. How you gonna help people and you just in it for self? Yeah, you're supposed to be in the self because you're supposed to save yourself. Yeah, but when you trying to bring other people into the fold, don't push them away by trying to be selfish. See, some people like to have the word too, and they want to keep it all for themselves. I ain't never figured that one out yet either. Ain't the word supposed to be passed around? Ain't you supposed to be able to give the word to others? Don't keep it to yourself. Share it. That's the best way to be. Share it. Get some jewels in your crown. Share it. Now try to. You know, so, hey, even if you got to go by somebody and tell them, hey, you know God love you. Hey, that works a lot, tell you the truth. But, you know, we got to understand what's out there that's on us. You know, like in verse 18, it would say, them lying lips be put to silence. Yes, that's what you want. You want to be able to pray to God and tell them that, especially when you know where it's coming from. You know, sometimes it starts with one person and it spreads. But the thing about it is people that know you know that's not you. So why should they believe that lie? So what's going on there? So that means they ain't really know you. So what was they trying to be your friend for if they don't know you? So now we got to look if they had ulterior motives. Then you think about it. Well, I ain't got nothing. Why they doing this to me and I ain't got nothing? See what I mean? We'll never know. Sometimes you'll find out soon enough. But you want to know what's going on. But that's only, I think we said something before, that that's only the God in you that people are attacking. We got to be sensitive. Number one, you got to be sensitive to the spirit. Because the spirit tell you don't believe in that person, don't go to that person, you don't do it. I used to say, think it this way, if the hair on the back of my neck stand up, I ain't going that way. I'm either going to start running or something going to happen to make me run. So we have all kind of signals. Matter of fact, our body gives us signals. When something is going on in our body gives us signals that a lot of times we don't listen, we push on when we don't have to. So we make it harder on ourselves, yes, we do. Sometimes we make it so hard to climb that mountain till we slide back down and have to try it again. Because we let all this stuff get to us. See, but we got to be able to do like David. Always repent. Day and night, 24/7. Always repent. Repent of what you think you did, if you didn't. And I like that remedy. But don't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. Come on now. You'll get tired of it yourself. You ain't got to worry. God will get tired of you, and you'll get tired of it yourself. Think about that. You'll be like a broken record. But we got to understand that God is so good, and God is so great, and God has blessed us so much. You don't even know how blessed we are. Some people do, and some people don't. Some people let life tear them down. Some people let life bring them up. But it's all in the hands of God. It's not in the hands of you. It's in the hands of God. We're in the hands of God. We're in His mercy. We're in God's world. It ain't even our world. So let's not be all hysterical about problems and things. Let's just pray. Let's just keep ourselves together. And let's also be aware and take care of your own atmosphere that's around you. Put them hands up and fight off them things that's coming at you. Amen. And here's Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everybody ought to praise Him today. I tell you, we thank God for Deacon Michael, and we thank God for the man and the woman of God, our leaders today. We thank God for each and every one of you. And, you know, we just thank God for the word that came forth, and one thing about the Word of God, it let us know that in everything that we do, you know, we have to really just align everything with God's Word. And we know that, you know, one of the commandments that He gave us, thou shalt not lie. And He let us know that we are to love one another. And if we want to abide by what He's saying, then we would at least try to connect ourselves to one of the Ten Commandments of what He has given. And I'm just going to go with Psalms. Deacon Michael was coming from Psalms 31. And in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. And bow down thine ears to me, deliver me speedily, be thou my rock, strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. I need you to lead me and guide me. And, you know, Psalms 31 starts off with this because he had confidence in who God is. And when you have confidence in who God is, you come in with that praise. I don't care if the rooftop is coming off. You know who God is. You know you have that relationship with God. Because we said David was what? The apple of God's eye. And David knew how to go before God. Now, we didn't say he did that in the beginning, because when you read David's history, David had to learn how to do certain things. And he let us know, even though he was the apple of God's eye, there was imperfection in him. But he knew how to get it right with God. And the thing is, we can take a part of what David do, always going to the master, which is Jesus. Always find yourself with a repentant heart. Always seek God's face, no matter what it is, because he is the one that's going to be truthful to you about the matter. See, a lot of time we want, I believe, if I'm going to be a true friend, why lie to you?
Amen.
And a lot of times people, you say, well, it's not how what you say to me is the truth, it's how you say it. But you know what? When Jesus came as truth, right, did the world want to hear it? No. When Jesus came as truth, and he is the word, theology, their laws, their way of thinking buffet at it. And a lot of times people are not buffing what you say is the truth of the word. If someone comes and say to you, time to correct and change, you don't want to hear it. Why? Your defense is up. Why? Because I am not ready to make the change. And David said, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. How can you walk in never be ashamed? Because the God always come and send a man and a woman your way to tell you the truth of your way. We are reminded of David with Bathsheba. Even though he was a man of authority and king, and he had a lot, God is more powerful than what David was walking into the earthly kingdom. We were dealing with the King of Kings, the creator of all things, the one that spoke and the word and things come into manifestation. And he sent a prophet to let David know. And David's heart was humble enough. He didn't do a shaggy, it wasn't me. He took responsibility. Why? Because he knew he did do it. When the light of the word of God come into a dark place in your life, can you admit it and say, that's me? Or are you going to do like, you know, Apostle had us laughing long time ago with the apartment in New York. When the light comes on, the little things start scoring away. Why? Them little creatures run. Why? Because light came on. So the creatures don't want to deal with light. They want to deal in darkness. So when the word of God comes to you, what does you do? What do you do? Do you hide? Do you hide and say, it wasn't me? That's not me. You got it all wrong. You got it twisted. Whatever your verbiage is, you're going to say that, oh, roll your eyes. But when the word came to David, what did David recognize? The God that created the heaven and the earth. And he knew who the prophet was. He knew the prophet was who God called him to be. So you should know the one that bringing the word. Is it just them picking on you, or is it the word of God, or the word of correction, the word that comes to line you up, to straighten you up, to bring you into another place in God? Or is it come to root out, tear down everything that is not like God? Because when God bring a word to you, it's to bring you into another place he wants you to be in. Not to hurt you. Only thing get hurt is your feelings. And if you're working in feelings, that means what? The manifestation of the flesh is not spirit. And God wants us to, what, deal with us. How can you deal with another man when you are messed up yourself? How can you? But there's some people that God will send because they recognize what? That spirit. That tell you it's time now for you to come out of that place. Why? They recognize what you're walking in. So David said, let me never be ashamed in thy righteousness. Cover me. There's time that God has to cover you until you come to your common, we used to call it common sense, right? In our foolishness, he cover us because he know you were just walking in foolishness at the time, in your folly. So his grace and mercy cover you. And while he's covering you, you need to know it's time now to come out of it. He always send a word to bring forth changes. And let me never be ashamed. But if God bring a word to you to bring you out of the condition you're in, if you don't take heed of the word, what will happen? Can you say, never let me be ashamed? Because he bring the word to help you, right? He said, thou art my rock and my fortress. For therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. For your name's sake, God. I'm reminded when Moses was taking, delivering the children. God called him to take the children out of Egypt, right? The children of Israel out of Egypt. And the children of Israel, they were what? They were stubborn, stiff-necked, everything you want to call, manifestation of the flesh. They're forever getting into something. Oh, yeah. And God was about to do what? Get rid of them. And what did he have to tell him? Those are your people. What would an other nation say? He could bring them out, but he could not keep them? But he said what? For thy name's sake, Lord. For thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me. For thou art my strength. Do we pay attention to the trap and the snares of the enemy? No. We walk and say, hey, oh, let's go right in it. And you're busy in your own way, not realizing it's a trap set just for you. But David said what? Into thine hands I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. And you know what? We have to pay attention.
Yes.
When God wants to deliver you out of the trap and the snares of the enemy, there's times I can remember when God, he always send a word. He always give you instruction. He always give you direction, whatever word, but he always sent a word to let you know what you're about to head into, especially when it's a place of trial and testing. He always sent a word to bring you into a place of preparation. But then a lot of time we don't want to pay attention to the word. We don't want to pay attention. Why? We shut down in ourselves. Why? Because I don't like the tone. I don't like how you say it. I don't like this. I don't like that. You are not perfect. You not this. You not that. But you know what? God sent the word still. If God could send the word to the donkey, he will send the word to whoever he wants to bring you into a place of deliverance. He will give you that word. And that word that he gives you will keep you if you pay attention and follow the instruction. You say, Lord, let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy laugh, over me. Only way your enemies will laugh, is if you don't pay attention to his instruction. You want to do it your own way. Not my will, God, but thy will be done. Not how I think it should be, but what you are saying. Because you are my strength. You are my God. You are my deliverer. You have to have that relationship, and David did. He knew what God had brought him through. So it didn't matter what the enemy said, but he took it to God. I look at the book of Psalms as he's talking about this situation to God. He's acknowledging who God is. And he acknowledging that if it had not been for God who have kept him, he wouldn't be there right now. The snares would have caught him. The traps would have caught him. But God did not allow him to be ashamed. Even when he messed up, God brought him out into a place, a brand new place. In Psalms 29:11 read, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. How can he bless you with peace? The kingdom of peace has to be inside of you. Peace is not on the outside around you. Peace is within you. You got to wait on the Lord to be of good courage. Wait on him. Allow him to work that thing out on the inside of you. We blame everything on the outside. But the outside is just the manifestation of what's going on the inside. Life and death is in your tongue. Speak life. Speak life. Proverbs 8:10, verse 18 says, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Proverbs 26:5, verse 5 says, answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. What is conceit? In his own imagination. And Proverbs 23:7 says, For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. What's in the heart today? It doesn't matter what someone else do to you. God will teach you how to go through. He will teach you how to be victorious. He will teach you how to win the battle. He will teach you strategically how to move to north, south, east, and west. He will never allow the enemy to overcome you. And a lot of times he won't even take you out of this situation. He will let you go through the situation. But he's there leading and directing you. He's the one guiding you. He's the one that lifting you up. He's the one that covering you in the shadow of his wing. He's the one. It doesn't matter according to what verse 13 says, for I have heard the slander of many. You know what? It don't matter. Because the word of God let us know whatever seed you sow, you're going to reap it. So if they want to slander, go right ahead. You know why? Because what you sow, the seed of slander, it will happen to you also. A lot of times we don't reckon, we don't realize what you do is what really comes back to you in another form. Pay attention. Look at it, what it is. So we want God to what? Keep us. Let not the enemy overcome us. We have to trust in him. And then Titus, the first verse, Titus 1, verse 15 says, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in their works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Unto the pure, all things are pure. That's why we don't look at people through our little shady eyes of prejudice, but you look through the eyes of the Lord. Allow him to you have to ask him to, when you look at people, let me see God through your eyes. And think about the prophet. The prophet don't see you. They know the condition you're in now, right? You could be slipping and sliding. But God looking at what? Your future. And when the prophet is speaking to you, he's not at time talking about your mess right now, but he's telling you what God wants, your future, what God has for you, because they're seeing your future. They see your purpose, what you can become. So we have to ask God to let us see things through different eyes, not eyes of prejudice. Deacon Michael used the word jealousy. Do we even pay attention to jelly beans? No. It comes in different forms, y'all. But you know what? Now, he told us he'll provoke us to jealousy, right? But let us be provoked to jealousy when it comes to what? The word of God. In, okay, God, I want more words. I want more words, Lord. Teach me more, God. Open up my understanding. Be provoked that, you know what? It's time for me to study. It's time for me to learn more of his word. I want more of you and less of me. Be provoked in that way. But not be provoked when it comes to materialistic things. When it comes to materialistic things, you get in trouble with God. But be provoked to jealousy. You want more of God. You just want to sit at his table. You just want him to open up your understanding to the word. I just saw a movie, and I said, you know, the little girl is a smart little girl that, she's the one that produced the movie. And the movie was talking about, she was a little girl in school, and she was bullied. We talked about communication on Bible Talk. Words, action. Even if the words are not being said out the mouth, the action is another form of words. And she grew up, and she did not realize what happened to her as a little girl in school. Even though she was an adult, she was just the little girl in the inside in a grown-up body. And she was doing the same thing to someone else that was done to her when she was a little girl of 13 years old. But then I look at the movie, I said, this little girl in the natural, she have a very great perception. For her to recognize that, well, she had to go back to find a 13-year-old. And you know when you're 13-year-old, you're in school, right? And you grown now in the 30s, you can't go back to no school in the natural. But she made the movie that she went back to school, and she had to face those things. Because she recognized that what she knows now in her 30s, she didn't know when she was 13 years old. So now that she had the knowledge, she had to go back and deal with the 13-year-old and make different choices. And she did make the different choices. She stand up and was counted as somebody. She stand up and recognize that she can be in victory. She recognized that she can accomplish anything that God has put inside of her. And do you know, when she dealt with that, she was able to deal with a 30-year-old person in her own business. She was able to deal with the people around her differently. Amen. I saw that movie. I said, how many of us walking around with the broken pieces on the inside that never allow God to work on what's in you? How many of us never dealt with that? We just walk around, and it's everybody's fault but your own. But you know what? We understand the word. The word tells us to what. The truth that you know is what will set you free. If I know the truth, take responsibility for my truth, and know that whoever it was in your life, they're gone. There's nothing they can change. They can't go back in time, but God can allow you to go back in time and correct those things within you, those thoughts, those issues, those things that is in you, so you can be whole. Why? Because we say, God, you are my rock, my fortress. Rock is someone that is strong. My defense, I can depend on my rock. You are my fortress. I can hide in you. I can hide in you. So a lot of times we have to even think about it. For as a man, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. What is in your heart? You have to deal with that. So if you can deal with that within you that is broken, it doesn't matter what the person say. Why? Because there's no open wound. We react when it's like you have a cut, a natural cut, and you put a bandaid over the cut. But you know what? That cut is still runny and open, right? Because we didn't put no iodine on it. We didn't clean it out, and we just covered it. So when the band-aid get ripped off, it's an open sore still. But if you allow the iodine and the air to go in, then it start having a little thin cover. And then all of a sudden, whatever that was infecting that cut, it start coming out. So healing can begin. It's time for us to allow the healing to come forth in us. Because a lot of times, we are the one that needs to be healed. Why I say we? Because we all went through things in our life, and it took the Lord to bring us out. And it still takes the Lord to continue to do that work in you and I. We are constantly striving to be perfect. We are constantly striving to go the way he wants us to go. Each and every day, we are laying aside every weight We are laying aside sins. We are laying aside things that easily buffet us, that takes you out of your rest. It's all in communication. You have to talk to God about it. You got to talk to him. How can you judge another person? You're judging them through your eyes. I'm not saying now that God did not call prophets and pastors, people of authority in position. And if what they tell you that God say, they got the right to say what God says. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about let us have grace and mercy for one another. Let grace and mercy come forth. And know that what you think, you got to change your perception of people. You can't say, well, they're still the same. No. Are you the same from when you were 2 years old? My grandbaby, from when he was 2 months old, 3 months, they was constantly changed. When he turned the big three, boy, it was a big change. And it's the same thing with you. You cannot judge a person from when they were 10 years old to when they're now in their 40s. You can't. We all are growing. We all are changing.
Amen.
And I mean with the God now, with God, because some people now have not come to that place. They're still asleep. They haven't awoken to the truth of who God is in them. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. But allow God to work, move in you. Allow him to do the work that is needed in you. Allow you the clay. He's the potter. I am the clay. Mold me. Make me what you want me to be. David allowed God to do the work in him. How did he allow it? Sometimes it comes through affliction. It comes through war. It comes through opposition. It comes through different things. But you know what? That's what God used to bring you into that place in him. Allow God to do the work in you. Remember, he is the potter. Lord, continue to mold me and make me this day. Remember, he wants to do that work in you. And remind, and verse 7 says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from the trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. And verse 9 in chapter 32 said, be not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. So remember, allow God to do the work in you. Remember, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. His will be done. So today, know that God wants to touch each and every one of you. Allow him to do the work inside of you. Remember, you got to change your way of thinking, your way of doing things. Let God arise in you. Let him do the work that is needed in you today. Remember, not everything you got to answer. You don't have to. Don't answer a fool according to his folly. Sometimes in order for you to walk in the kingdom of peace, you have to just hold your mouth, hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your peace today and let God move. Let God move on your behalf. So today, be blessed and know you can do all things today through Christ who gives you strength. He will give you the strength to go through. He will give you the strength to go through. Remember now, ask God to make you over again. If you have missed the mark, ask him to create in you a clean heart and to renew the right spirit within him. Let him know, Lord, I know I come up short, but make me all over again. Help me to see through your eyes today. Help me not to lean to my own understanding, but let me lean to your understanding. Help me today. It's not my mother, it's not my father, and it's definitely not my brother nor my sister, but it is me, O God. I'm the one standing in need of you today. I need your supernatural strength. I need your strength right now to endure hardship as a good soldier today. You let me know that soldiers do get wounded along the way, but I need you to heal my wounds. I need you to touch me. That 13-year-old girl had to go back. She was in her 30s, according to the movies now. And she had to go back to be made whole. And I'm reminded, Jesus have always asked a person a question. Will thou be made whole? He's not going to make you whole if you don't want to be made whole. Because some people just want to stay in that same position and say, why? And feel sorry for themselves. Why? Because they don't want to, they want either like the attention or just don't want to mature. But I'm told if you don't see a growth in a baby, right, the doctor going to take some examination to see what's going on with that child. Isn't that the same thing spiritually? They have to take inventory of you to see what's going on, to see where you have stunted growth, your growth has stopped. He don't want us to walk like that. He wants us to what? Grow daily. So ask him to touch you today. Ask him to make you whole. Ask him to give you that first, that same love that you had long time ago for him. To give you that zeal where you have been torn out, down, or worn out. Refresh me. Refresh me. Refresh me again. I need your refreshing. So today, be blessed and know that with God, you can do all things today. Know that he's able to bring you through. And know that it first starts with who? With you. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a woman thinketh in her heart, so is she. So change your thoughts, and then you'll change what you say out your mouth. Change your mouth, what you say, and you'll change everything around you. That's the only way you can change your atmosphere around you. You got to be truthful to yourself. You got to be truthful to yourself. You can't be going to God and telling God half truth. He already knows.
Yes, he does.
If you really want to make that change, be truthful of what is going on and know that God will work it out just for you. He has never failed. He has never failed. He's there waiting just for you. It doesn't matter if someone said, well, you know, you did that before. Do it again. Go before him, laid at his feet, and just say, Lord, I need your strength today. Remember, it doesn't matter what someone say about you, but it does matter what God thinks about you.
Amen.
And know that he loves you with an everlasting love. So be blessed and know with God you can do all things.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. With that message from Pastor Sharon, and we just want you to know you to be blessed. We want everyone to take to these words and take them serious. Take God serious to what he's trying to tell each and every one of us at this time, because we don't have time to fool around anymore. It ain't no time to be ashamed of God. Let me just put it to you that way. Ain't that time for it, because we all have to see and we all have to get back to basics. And what I mean by basics is getting back into the Word of God, getting in church, getting able to speak and be righteous of God and be righteous of yourself. Because if you're not honest with yourself, how can you be honest with God? So that's not going to work. So, and if you want your enemies taken care of without you lifting a hand, be sure you're on the side of the man. Okay? Because if you're not on the side of God, then what else is going to happen? Your enemies are going to trample you. So we need to think about these things, and we need to understand that God is there for us. He's not against us, and he's going to fight for us. We don't have to do it, because it says in the Bible that God will fight your battle. So don't worry. Because we all got some type of little battles that's going on in our lives. We all got something. If it ain't nothing but a hurt toe or a backache or knees hurting, we all got something going on. But we continue to push. That's what it's all about. Continue to push. Continue to get yourself situated in the Word of God. Thank God that you woke up this morning. Thank God that you're breathing. Thank God that you got food. Thank God you got roof over your head. You know, so it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things we got today that we can thank God for. Because God is, how you say it? He's the beginning and he's the end, and he is the finisher of all of everything we have to do. And here's Evangelist
with the announcements. Praise the Lord. That was a dynamic word today coming from Deacon Mike and Pastor Sharon. Today you're going to ask God to deliver you into his righteousness and set you free and keep you from the trap that the enemy has for you, and do self-inventory. Okay, we would like for you to donate today. No donation is too large or too small. You can drop a donation or a love offering to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida. If you're looking for a church home, you can also visit us at City of Victory, where our apostle and bishop have a giving and a loving spirit, at 313-25-CR-437, Sorrento, Florida. Again, if you're looking for a church home, come on out to City of Victory. Just a reminder, don't forget to call in every Wednesdays and Thursdays to Block Talk Radio. The phone number follows 347-857-3925. Again, that's every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30. On Wailing Walls, which is on Friday night, we challenge you and also invite you on to join us to pull on strongholds every Friday night. The phone number follows 218-548-6746, code 3333 from 11 to 12 midnight. Until then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start
happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright. Yeah. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go.